Sign up to become an O'Reilly O' Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O' Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. O' Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio.
Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. I want to welcome you on this evening, and I am so excited that you have joined me, and I pray that the words that are spoken on tonight blesses your heart, this subject matter. I'm always excited, and anyone that's been following Processing the Pain knows that Coach D is always excited on Thursdays. I get tickled just to be able to be used by God to bring forth his words. And so I am excited and I am ready to bring forth a rhema word. And I just really believe it's going to be a blessing to those listening on tonight. I was asked a couple of times last week, and he said, Coach D, you know, I love your shows, but I noticed the last couple of months you haven't had any guests. It's just been you. And, I mean, it's great, but when are you going to have guests? Well, I want to let you know that the month of September I do have some guests lined up, and I'm excited about the guests that's going to be on the show coming up in September. We're going to do a show where I have a guest coming in, and that'll be announced later on in the week. But we have a guest that's going to be coming on and talking to us about, you know, we know that there's an eternal insurance that we do for our eternal salvation. But we're going to talk about some natural things that we could do just to be prepared. And we know people don't like to talk about death. That's a really you know, people just don't like to talk about. Nobody wants to think about dying. Everybody wants to think about living forever. But there's two things that's guaranteed, you know, and that's, I heard that was taxes and dying. I'm not sure about taxes anymore, but definitely just as sure as we came here, we're going to leave here. And it's always good to be prepared. So we have that coming up in September. We're also going to have an amazing guest in September. We are talking about disasters, and we're talking about humanitarian efforts and what are some things that are going on that maybe we're not aware of, and how can we get involved, and there are some ways that we could get involved. We may not have any creative ideas or no new technology or innovation. We may not, but there are organizations and companies out there that do have technology and have things that's life-changing. And so I'm not going to say it right now, but you will know I have an amazing show that's coming up in September, and special guest that's going to be talking about a new innovation that's changing lives globally across the world. And I'm excited about that show that's coming up. So without further ado, we are going to have guests coming up in September, so I just want to make you aware of that. Tonight we're talking about the difference between joy and happiness. And I know many of you are saying, well, isn't that the same thing? They're both a good thing. And, yes, they are both a good place to be. It's a good feeling to be joyful, and there's a good feeling to be happy, but there's a difference between the two. And I want to talk about this one tonight because it really blessed me when I began to understand the difference between the two, because I'm always transparent, so I'm going to be very transparent. I spent my whole life, and I'm going to talk about adult life because I'm sure in my teens as well, but I spent my whole life trying to be happy. And I can remember just constantly searching after happiness. And I would elude happiness. Now, I've never been engaged in drugs. I was always too scared to try drugs because something inside of me said, if you try this drug, you're going to overdose. And so I always was too scared to just get into drugs. But I was around it, and I knew people that were on drugs. And I knew, even though I had not personally experienced it, I knew the dynamic of drugs. And I knew that most people that did drugs, that initial high feeling was the feeling that they were constantly trying to get all the time. And that's how they became addicted. And that's how it becomes an addiction and something that they're constantly battling with because they're constantly trying to get to that first place that they never get to. And I think happiness is kind of like that, because I think that happiness is fleeting, and happiness is based on external things, people, places, things, situations, and circumstances. So happiness comes and it goes, and it comes and it goes, and it comes and it goes. And because of that, if we're not careful and we're chasing after happiness, we'll find ourselves in constant states of depression, because we're constantly chasing this feeling of happiness, and happiness is not permanent, again, because it's based on external situations. And so I didn't know that. It took me a whole life, after like all my adult life, not knowing that, constantly chasing after this thing called happiness. And it was a great feeling when you're happy. You feel great. It's a great feeling. You feel like you could conquer the world. But when it's not there, it's like a Debbie Downer. I mean, it's a spiraling downfall. You know, it's a crash when you don't feel happy. And that's how most people get stuck again into depression. So in my quiet times, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to figure this out, this happiness thing. And then, you know, I read the word and it talks about joy. And I'm always thinking that they're one and the same. Joy and happiness is the same. You know, if you're not happy, you don't have joy. And I would hear at times people say, well, joy is this, and I still didn't get it. And so one day in my quiet time, I was just thinking about this, because this is the way I do. I sit and I get into my vertical place, and the vertical place is me and God. God in me. And I was just thinking, and these thoughts were rambling through my mind, and I'm asking questions, you know, well, what's the difference, and why is this, and why is that? And anybody that knows me, especially in the last couple of months, people who know me intimately, I would believe would say something's different about her. There's something going on with Coach D that's different, and maybe some have not put their hand on it. But there is a difference, and I would have to say that difference is that I found my joy, and I stopped pursuing happiness. I'm going to say that again. I found my joy, and I stopped pursuing happiness. And I know I hear some people say, oh, what you mean? You don't want to be happy. No. Let me go on to say, one of the things I found out is that in this place called joy, and I'm going to get into more details, joy was not based on external events, situations, and circumstances. My joy was based on internal. There was an internal peace at some point that I came to with myself that brought about joy. And when you get to that place of peace with yourself, accepting not only who you are and where you are in life, but what you are. And so I began to understand who I was, where I was, and what I was. And so when I started beginning to understand that, that began to illuminate this thing called joy. Now, I'm going to just not throw out words, as you know. I want to go into what these words really mean. So if we understand what these words mean, we can begin to identify with them. I'm going to start with happiness, because happiness is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. It feels great when it's there. It's just that you can't depend on it. Happiness is undependable. It could be there today and gone tomorrow. As a matter of fact, it could be there in 1 hour, and by the next hour, it's gone. Happiness comes from the Hebrew root word, ashar, and it means to set right or to be blessed. Nothing wrong with being blessed, but that is the definition for happy, or that's where happiness comes from. Happiness tends to be external, governed by other places, people, places, things, events, and thoughts. So again, happiness is external. And then joy comes from the Greek root word chara, and means to be exceedingly glad. And with that, James says, and we know the book of James in chapter 1, he tells us, he says, consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. Now I'm paraphrasing, but he says that. Who's joyful when there's trials? Nobody's joyful, or we think who could be joyful when it comes to trials, but quite the contrary. Because it says, consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. He then goes on to say, knowing that the testing of our faith produces endurance. Get it there? Faith. That's an internal factor. So that tells me that joy is based on internal factor. Joy is based on your faith, your vertical relationship. So joy is never based on what happened, what's going to happen, and what might happen. Joy is based on internal, what your faith is, what your belief systems are. Joy is an attitude of gratefulness. It's an attitude of gratefulness of where you're at and what you already have. So we know that joy is based on internal. It's a faith thing. It says it's a faith thing that produces endurance. So I would go a step further in saying, and I'm not saying that others don't have joy. I don't know because I can't say that. But I would go further to say that as a believer and your faith in a Lord or God who you know according to the word of God, that he is there, that he won't leave us nor forsake us, that he provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory, just based on those things alone should bring us joy. Based on the fact that we've accepted the gift of salvation, and we know that when this life is over, and it tells us about this life, not building our treasures here, when we know that, those are things that should bring us joy. And we know these things not just because we read them, but we know them because this is a faith walk. And when you're in a faith walk and you're believing and you made a decision that this is the belief system that you're going to follow, and so now we're reading the word. It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When we begin to read that word, it increases our faith. And that alone should bring us joy. So, again, that's internal. It says that there's a way. People think, well, gosh, I don't know. I know I have a relationship with the Lord. I know that, I know the word, but I'm not experiencing joy. That's me. That was me. Because here I was in ministry, been in ministry for, you know, some decades now, and I still was struggling with this joy thing. I was still struggling with trying to find a happy place because that's what the world teaches us. The world teaches us trying to find a happy place. So we could spend most of our life, if we're not careful, looking for this happy place. And so that was me. I spent years of this happy place, and I would pray and, you know, go to church and get in the word and get happy and be happy. And then instantly, I was not happy again. And I couldn't understand why, you know, this was so, it was transient. It was when you're in God. And I didn't understand that, which then, like I said, for those of us that's just now tuning in, it brings about a spirit of depression. It brings about a spirit of depression. And even I went further to think, and I'm going to say, I'm going to risk saying this, and I'm not a psychologist, and I don't have a degree in psychology, but I honestly believe that there are some mental things that our society is plagued with, that some mental illnesses that our society is plagued with. And I would guarantee you, if you or we are struggling with any of those things, we lack joy. And some of those things, you know, they talk about chemical imbalances. I'm not saying there's no truth to that, because there are, you know, this is about chemical imbalance. But we also know that there's a something about joy that produces, I believe, also a chemical that brings a euphoric effect. So when you hear this word that come up often. When I was a kid, I never heard the word bipolar.
I never heard that word. Now every other person is bipolar. Why? Is that a disease that just came up? Do it have something to do with pollution? Why is every other person bipolar? Now, if somebody's on the line tonight, I want you to hear me. This is not an attack against a mental illness that I know is a mental illness. It's been defined as a mental illness. This is not an attack against you. This is just something that I'm saying to you to maybe consider, because this wasn't something that was 20, 30 years ago. It may have been around, and maybe we just didn't know about it. But I'm just saying now everybody's being diagnosed with this, and there's other things I could think of as well. But I would just want to challenge someone who's dealing with these things. I'm not telling you to come off your medication or anything, but I would want to challenge you to start maybe just taking a look at that. Ask yourself about your joy level. And I had actually, my mentor asked me this, and I brought this up before. He constantly asked me, Denise, where's your joy level? On a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being extremely joyful and 1 being not joyful at all, where's your joy level? And I tell you, a month ago, I would have told him that my joy level was a 3. And he said, a 3, really? Yeah. Because I'm not always joyful. I thought to myself, I'm not always joyful. But then I got to thinking that maybe I'm getting joy confused with happiness. And so that question, that last time he asked me that question, it provoked me. It provoked me to thought. It provoked me to meditation. It provoked me to the Word of God, because I wanted to find out why my joy level was so low. What were the things that were operating in my life? What were the things that were plaguing my life that was keeping me from joy? And that's when I began to do the research and study. And that's when I realized that it wasn't joy that I didn't have. It was really happiness that I was trying to pursue, and I didn't have happiness all the time. And I thought that the only way that you could experience this emotion of bliss was through happiness. And so then I started studying about joy, and I come to find out that joy had absolutely nothing to do with any outside effects. That it had everything to do with internal. It had everything to do with peace with myself. Do I like Coach D? Do I like who I am? Do I like who I belong to? Do I like me? Am I okay being alone? And when I start asking myself those questions and being able to answer those questions, this spirit of joy came over me. When I begin to realize who I am and who I am and whose I am was automatic joy. It was then a spirit of gratefulness. I became grateful, gratitude of where I'm at, who I am. And even when I blow it, even when I make bad choices and not so good choices, I'm okay with that right now, because I'm not going to allow that one choice in that very moment to cause me to backtrack and get to a place where I lose my joy. I can't, I just can't do it. So this joy thing became a dynamic for me, because now I understand what joy really means. And I'm okay with being happy. Everybody want to be happy, but I'm not married to happiness, because I know that happiness is not consistent. I almost say that happiness is like a mistress. You know, it comes and it goes. It's not permanent. And so one of the things that I started finding this joy, once I realized what joy really was, what it really meant, what it consisted of, and as I began to learn that, I said, well, how can I get this joy? One of the things you have to do is shut down. You got to quiet your mind. You have to tap into that quiet place, that spirit versus soul, meaning you want to tap into your spirit man, not your soul man. The soul man is the things of the heart, the emotions. And emotions we know are up and down. And so you want to tap into that quiet, vertical place. Be still, shut down your mind, and begin to just really tune in. That's the first thing. Because now you got to you got to be with yourself, by yourself. Again, you and God, and God and you. This is not your girlfriend. This is not Atlanta Housewives. This is not hip hop, whatever. This is you and God shutting down from the world, cutting off your brain, the thoughts about what bills you need to pay, the thoughts about what you have to do tomorrow, next week. This is the time you got to sit down and shut down and just be still. We spend so much time. Do you know how much as believers, do you guys realize how much time we spend praying? And I know the words I say, pray without ceasing, but do you know that you could pray without ever saying a thing? Saying anything? Sometimes we spend so much time with our brains going and our mouths moving that we never give God, we never be still long enough to hear what God has to say. Some of us is praying for things. Some of us is praying for situations. And we think that God forgot us, that he hasn't answered our prayer, that he's moved on to the next phase. And guess what? All this time, he's been trying to tell us what our answer is, but we won't be quiet long enough. We won't shut our minds down. So all the time while you worried about this disorder, all the time you worried about this disease, all the time you praying to God for your healing, all the time you praying for God for your deliverance, he trying to tell you, but you won't be still long enough to hear him. Your joy is gone. That's the first thing. Shut it down. Get quiet. Quiet down that mind. Get plugged in to your source. You are a plug, and God is an outlet. And when you plug into that outlet, that AC power, when you plug into that AC power, convert, to your joy. I'm going to say that again because somebody said, what in the heck is she? She done went from AC. Plugs, that's AC. You know, batteries is DC. You may know that I'm learning this stuff, but it's so exciting. But just think of yourself as a plug. You're a plug. And when you plug into an outlet, when we plug a plug into an outlet, what does it do? It provides what? Energy. And think of yourself as being a plug, and God as being the outlet. And when you have a device that's unplugged from its source, the outlet, for any period of time, what happens? The battery dies. Your cell phone dies. It loses power. The TV dies. It loses, I'm not going to say the cell phone, but your TV dies. It loses power. Same thing with us. We were designed to be connected vertically to the source, our creator. So when we stay unplugged, how do we stay unplugged? We stay unplugged by our actions, our decisions, our choices. When we're doing things that's out of order and out of line with what God created us to do, we stay unplugged. What does that result in? Chasing happiness. Now we're running around chasing happiness, and we're chasing happiness through sex. We're chasing happiness through drugs. We're chasing happiness through money. We're chasing happiness through jobs. We're running around chasing happiness and never capturing it at all. We get tired. We get sick. We get depressed. We get diagnosed with some crazy stuff because we're too busy chasing happiness, all because we decided not to be plugged into our source. But then when we get it and we realize that we are merely plugged and we are nothing unless we are plugged into the energy, to our source that gives us the power. The power to what, Coach D? The power to have joy. Because when you have joy and if I'm plugged in and I got energy, even if a storm comes through, guess what? It's not going to matter because I'm plugged in to my source, my power. And this is power that's, I mean, you know, when you think about basic house stuff, you know that storm could come through and knock the power out. But I'm talking about a power that can't get knocked out. He is the storm. He created the storm. So if you know that you could plug in and it's the source of your energy, the source of your power, it illuminates your joy, then you've conquered the world. And I guarantee you that if you find your joy, the chemical imbalances that we deal with, even us women, even if you ain't got mental illnesses, there's some chemical imbalances that take place in our bodies. We talk about PMS and all this other stuff. Those are imbalances. And guess what? Not even those can operate when you're operating and you know your sword. It overpowers those type of things. And so that's a good analogy. If you unplug and you found that you're zapped, you don't have your energy, you don't have your direction, you don't have any power, then you need to find out how do you get plugged into your source. You get plugged into your source, first of all, by quieting your mind and being still, by getting into the Word, not just reading the letter of the Word, but really getting into the Word that it becomes rhema, that it becomes tangible, that it becomes power. Because if you don't get into the Word to the degree that it's no longer through the Spirit, I mean the letter, but the Spirit, then those words, the Bible is nothing but a good book with a lot of words. Ooh, I heard that. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe she said that. Okay, super-duper spiritual people. That's okay. Let me tell you why I'm saying that. Because the Word of God says that. It says the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. So if you're in the Bible and it's just letter, it's just a bunch of words in a book, it has no power. It's only through your ability to connect into your source, the outlet, that brings those words to life. It gives you revelation knowledge. I'm going to take it a step further. Truth is good, and the Word of God says that, the truth should set you free. Truth is great, but guess what? People have been sitting in church for 30 years under the truth about Jesus Christ, the truth about the gospel, and still their lives have not changed. So that goes to show that I'm not sure that truth will change your life, because if you don't embrace truth and truth becomes revelation, then you're going to be stuck, unplugged somewhere, still trying to figure it out. And you cannot. So I'm just saying to you, yes, the truth is great, but the truth is not going to change you. It's the revelation. Truth is where Jesus been, and revelation is where Jesus is. And hopefully right now, because according to him, he should be within you. And when we get that understanding, when we get that revelation, guess what? His word tells us that we'll do greater things than he did. We'll begin to convert some stuff. And I know this conversion that I'm speaking of, and I know some may not even understand that, and I'm not a scientist, but I sit under a mentor that's very, thermodynamic and all that stuff that shuts me down. And it's so funny, and I'm just going to share a quick little story because I'm traveling. I am traveling the last few days, and I'm out of state, and I'm learning about some things that have to do with energy. And I would sit in meetings since last October. I sit in meetings every morning. I sit in meetings anywhere from an hour to 2 hours every morning. And my team would begin to talk about energy and conversion and condensers and converters and inverters and, oh, my goodness, and I would shut down. I would be on this call, but my brain had already checked out, and I would just be miserable. And then they would ask me a random question, and I couldn't even tell them not only what they asked me, I didn't have a clue of what they were talking about. And it really became a problem because you can't be involved in what you're not engaged in. You cannot be involved in what you're not engaged in. If you not in, if you're not engaged, then it's hard to be involved. And if you're not involved or engaged, then what are you doing? And it got to a point where I had to ask myself, my employment of 14 years, I think it's time for me to go. Because I was no longer engaged and I was no longer involved. I was there. I was in it but not of it. And so I had to start trying to figure out what was going on. And I just couldn't get it. The technology part of it just was like, oh, I can't do this. I mean, I love my job. I love some other functions of my job, but I just couldn't get this. And I tell you, I'm getting it. I'm starting to get it. It's starting to make sense to me. It's starting to be rhema, tangible, and I can get it. And I never might not be an expert because technology, again, it's just not my passion, but I'm getting some basic stuff. I'm getting the art of conversion. And why am I sharing this with you is because it's important, because the word of God has to be converted. If you have your word and you're just reading it and it's not manifesting anything in your life, it's like taking $100 bill and going over to Mexico. Or let me say taking $100 bill and going over to the UK. It has no value. It has to be converted to pounds. I don't know if anyone's seen the movie, and this is many years ago, coming to America. When he came, his power in Uganda, wherever he was from, the kingdom of Uganda, where he was from, if you guys know the movie, it was with Eddie Murphy. He was a king in his country. He was very royalty. And he came to New York because he wanted to find a wife. He didn't want to follow the traditions. And he came to New York because he wanted to find a wife. And when he came to New York, he ended up being a busboy at a local hamburger joint. And they didn't treat him with the same royalty. They treated him just like he was somebody off the street. And his money meant nothing in New York. His power meant nothing in New York. He was powerless. It couldn't convert. And it's the same way with us as believers. We can sit up and read the word of God, but if you're reading the word of God and you're not applying it, it's just knowledge. And knowledge is good, and we hear knowledge is power, but knowledge is not power until it's applied. Then it becomes wisdom. And if we're not applying, it's just knowledge, and it's not converting. So we have to begin to figure out, how do we convert what we're reading? How does this make sense? How do I know what joy is? How can I operate in this joy? And it don't just become cute words we're saying. I need to know, God, I hear this thing about joy, and joy is consistent. It's ongoing. It's not based on anything that happens on the outside of me, but everything that happens on the inside of me. So how do I get on the inside of me to convert this joy so it begins to manifest on the outside of me? So now we got to convert the word. So and converting the word, how do I convert it? By sitting down and being still. The second thing, keep a journal. Get you a little notebook and be able to get this notebook. So now you're shutting down your mind. You're getting into that quiet place. You're plugging into your source. So now he can begin to download energy into you. He's downloading energy and power. That energy and power now begins to convert the word. So this word becomes rhema. It's power now. This word is productive and it's life. And it's changing things in your life. Then your journal. Because now you're quiet enough that he's going to be able to speak to you. And guess what? You're going to be able to hear him. And you're going to be able to hear him. And now when he tells you, when he says, go, you'll hear him. When he says, be at Starbucks at 7:45 in the morning, go to Starbucks. You won't even question why he told you to do that. Guess what? You're just going to be obedient, and you're going to go to Starbucks. And then you're going to find out when you was in Starbucks that you got an opportunity to talk to a doctor that was happened to be in line trying to buy his Frappuccino, and you guys got into a random conversation, and you found out that he was a cosmetic surgeon. Well, guess what? You got some growth that's going on your body, and it's always made you feel bad. And then you get to talking to this doctor, and before you know it, the doctor, God had already put on the doctor's heart to bless somebody. And guess what? You happen to be there because you was obedient to be there at 7:45 to meet this doctor who's a cosmetic surgery that's the answer to your prayer. That's how our God works. But he can't work like that for you if you're not plugged in. You got to be plugged in to get the power, to get the energy, to convert the word of God. So it begins to manifest things in your life. So we're quiet, plugged in. We have our journal. So now we're hearing God, and we're writing as he downloads visions and dreams and ideas into us while he impregnates us. Now we hear him. So now he's impregnating us with his baby that he's going to give us stewardship over. And now we can hear it. We can write it down. And you know that, so that seed is now beginning to grow in you, and you're starting to get a passion about this baby that God is getting ready to help you birth. And that's how we come up with entrepreneurs, kingdompreneurs that's now building kingdoms and jobs and businesses and ministries that support the kingdom of God. This is how vocations are birthed. So now we're quiet, we're plugged into our source, we have our journal, and we want to then practice gratitude. Think about the things that bring you joy. And then begin to be joyful for them. Practice being grateful. If you read in the Word of God, it's often that he speaks, God do not like ungratefulness. The children of Israel, they have been slaves, been whipped with whips and working hard, long hours, and couldn't get a pair of new sandals. So I'm imagining that their feet was jacked up, because most of us is wearing Nikes and stuff and still our feet hurt. So you can imagine that their feet was hurting, amen? And then God delivered them. Deliver them out of the hands of Pharaoh. What they do? Get delivered and get ungrateful. Murmuring and complaining. So we need to practice gratitude. Just be grateful. Be grateful. And then we begin to, now we have the quietness. We're plugged in. The energy is moving. We're getting our power back. We are now converting the Word of God. And as we begin to convert the Word of God, we're journaling. We're writing this down because now we can hear God. And we can hear the Word being converted and God speaking to us. And he's giving us these babies, these dreams and these visions and these ideas. And now we're moving on them. And when he say go, we go. When he say walk through the sea, we walk through the sea, and we're just going to trust him. We're just going to decide to just get to a point where you decide to trust him. You're just going to trust him. And even if he say walk through the sea and you're thinking, oh, if I walk through that sea, I'm going to be dead. We got to have that Abraham faith. You know, that kind of faith that puts the baby on the chopping block, ready to kill it. And then just believe that if God say to do this, I'm going to do it. Because if I do it and the baby die, then God's got something better. And if I do it and the baby don't die, then God's got something better. And we got to get to that place. Amen? Amen. And then what I'm going to do is here. Woo! I'm excited. I got my joy, and I am excited, and I hope you got your joy too. What I'm going to do is I have some callers, and I'm going to take some callers because I want to just hear how you have your joy. So I'm going to bear with me here. I am going to take some callers. Callers, bear with us here. We have just a tiny bit of technical difficulty, but it won't be long here. I am going to get my callers in. And while my team is working on getting my callers in, okay, we're going to start with the first caller, area code 714, last 2500. You are on Processing the Pain. Good evening. Hello, caller. Area code. I'm doing the first three of your area code and the last four of your numbers. Area code 714, last four, 2500. You're on Processing the Pain.
Wow. I had no idea that was me. Your mother.
Well, hi, Mom. Good evening to you.
Hi. I said that number sounds familiar, Denise.
she's on the radio. Yeah. Well, but what is going on with my wonderful, brilliant daughter?
Well, I am finding joy and sharing joy with our listening audience, and it's just such a blessing that God is just taking His word, and His word is becoming rhema. And thank God, this is my mother, everyone who is listening in tonight to the show, and she's such a blessing because not only is she my mother, but she is also my mentor, and a lot that I've learned as it pertains to life, but not only life, the word of God is my parents, and I'm just so blessed to have my parents who have major ministries and doing great things. So I appreciate you for tuning in on tonight.
Well, thank you. Would you give yourself a big hug for Dad and Mom and know that you are loved and appreciated? And Dad is saying, oh, he is enjoying your show so much. So we're going to be hanging on.
Thank you both so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
I love you. And Dad said, oh, can I let her go? But we're going to be listening.
Amen.
Love you.
Okay,
precious. Okay.
Okay, if we have any other callers that have any comments or questions on tonight, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a comment or question, and we'll get to you. Otherwise, we will continue. We are coming towards the end of our show. If you have a comment or a question, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment, and we'll bring you in. Earlier, we had a little technical difficulty, so it was a little difficult bringing calls in. We're going to continue, and again, we'll keep an eye out for those who have questions or comments. So again, tonight, I'm just going to recap because we are coming towards the end, and I want to recap tonight's show. Tonight's show, we were speaking about joy and happiness, and what we learned is that we really want to seek joy. We don't want to be continuously chasing after happiness. Happiness is fleeting. The Word of God tells us that it's fleeting. It's not it's based on circumstances, external circumstances, situations, people. Somebody do something, don't do something. It's a condition. Happiness is conditional. It's condition. It's based on conditions. And so it's not a bad thing to be happy. If you could be happy, be happy. But don't allow happiness to become your foundation. Joy should be your foundation because joy is consistent, it's permanent. Joy is internal, and it has a lot to do with our faith and our belief. And that's where our joy comes from. Joy, that's where our peace and our comes from. It's internal. One of the things we found out is that we want to, in order to connect into this joy, we have to begin to know who our source is. My source is Jesus. When I plug in to my outlet, I'm plugging into Him because that is my source. And that's what's going to give me energy because when we plug something into an outlet again, that the purpose for that is to recharge, to get energy, to get power. And so that's our source. So He's our source. So we learned that we need to plug in, get into a quiet place, plug into our source. Shut our minds down so that we could begin to be still and allow God to speak to us. He said that we're going to journal. So not only are we going to sit down, be still, plug into our source, and get that power flowing, we want to begin to make sure we have paper and pencil so that we can write down what He's telling us. And so that we can move. Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision and make it plain so that he who's reading it could do something with it. So we want to be able to sit down and write the vision that He's given us down. Write it plain. Make it legible. And then we also said that we want to practice gratitude. We want to practice the art of being grateful. Are we grateful? What are the things that bring us joy? You know, what are the things that God's done in your life that brings joy? And then be grateful for those things. So, again, we have quietness. Plug into your source. journal, and be grateful. And if we could connect to those four things, I believe that you'll begin to start seeing a transformation take place in your life. I begin that you'll be seen to start looking different from you. You'll get a different perspective. I believe when we sit up and we chase happiness, it produces chemical imbalances in our life known as depression, known as bipolar, known as so many other factors. This is not scientific. This message has not been FDA approved, but it's been Holy Ghost anointed approved. I'm telling you, when you get into your joy, a lot of the sickness and disease that you're experiencing will begin to flee. Because I don't know if you've heard this, but I've heard this, and this is science. Now, this is scientific, that people who operate in a lot of anger and bitterness, they have connected that to cancer. And so I'm saying that when you have a spirit of joy, how can you be bitter? When you have a spirit of joy, how can you be, I'm going to say bitter, because you can get angry. Because the word of God said anger and sin now, and I spoke on that a couple of weeks ago. So you can be angry, but what you don't do is allow that anger to begin to take root and turn into something else. So joy, when you got the joy, that's how you learn how to navigate. That's how you learn how to navigate through the system. We want to begin to convert. Again, we want to convert the word of God. We want that word to manifest in the natural. You know, the prayer, the Lord's Prayer says, let it be done on earth as it already, no, as it was, as it used to be. No, as it already is in heaven. It's already completed. When he finished the work, he finished the work. He didn't procrastinate and say, I got some other stuff I need to do on the 15th day. When he finished, he was done. And he said, it is good. And good, I learned the other day, the Hebrew meaning of good is a Hebrew word. I can't think of the word, but I'll make sure I get it, but it means functional. So when he said it's good, he means it's functional. When he created man, he said it's good, he meant he's functional. When he created the sea, the earth, and all that within it, he said it's good, it's functional. So let's be functional. He created us to be functional. Let's be functional. Let's begin to convert. Let's begin to manifest what's already in heaven down here on earth. It's already done. So let's begin to convert that. Convert that energy into a manifestation of things that we can see here on earth. There are some scriptures. I'm not going to go over them. Like I said, we're getting towards the end of the show. But I want to just give them to you. You could write them down. You could take a look at them. There was a couple I mentioned throughout tonight's show. And one of the things, because there's a controversy, I actually read an article from a gentleman. I don't even know if he's a believer or not, but he spoke about there's an infiltration in the Christian community that they're trying to get people to separate joy and happiness, that they're not one, that they're the same. And I was glad to argue against him, and he used scriptures. So I did read the scriptures that he used, and guess what? When I read those scriptures, I'm using his same scripture to prove that what he said is incorrect. He said there's no difference in his infiltration, his false teaching, to teach that there's a difference between joy and happiness. And part of the scriptures he used was Esther chapter 8, verse 16, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 13, Proverbs chapter 23, verses 25. And the reason why I say that, the scripture that he used, because in each one of these scriptures, it spoke about may your joy and happiness continue. Everything was joy and happiness. If these are one and the same, then it wouldn't have to be joy and as a conjunction, bringing two together. It wouldn't have to be an and, because if it was a same, that would be like saying, may your good and your good be good. May your bad and your bad be good. It doesn't make sense, because you're not going to use the same word and use a conjunction. And so in each one of these scriptures, it spoke of joy and happiness. So it was speaking internal, external. But he was saying that they're one and the same. So I wanted to mention that, because you're always going to have somebody that's going to go against the grain. And I believe, me personally, that if they were one and the same, then these scriptures would not have put them joy and happiness. You know, and that right there is a sure indication to me that they're two different things. Again, if there's anyone that has a question or comment about tonight's show, if you're still trying to figure it out, if I said something tonight that you didn't understand and you need clarity, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let my team know. We'll bring you in. Let's discuss it. I am excited about some of the things that tonight's show brought out. I'm excited because I believe the Spirit of God is present on tonight. And I believe that someone that's listening in tonight has been dealing with the spirit of depression. I believe that someone listening in tonight has been dealing with the spirit of chemical imbalance, which connects to a lot of mental illnesses. I believe on tonight somebody's been searching. They've been searching for this thing called joy. And I'm believing on tonight that it has become a revelation to them what joy is and how they could get joy. I believe that it's become a revelation, and I am excited to hear the good news. And what is the good news? The good news is the testimony that people will give telling what the word has done for you. What has this word about joy and happiness done for you? How has it transformed you? You know the word that says be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, guess what? How do we renew our mind? By the word of God, not just the letter, but the spirit. So we constantly should be renewing our the word of God in us. Now, we have 3 minutes before the show is over, and I really want to give you an opportunity, if you're listening in and you have a question or comment, to dial 1 on your dial pad. While you're trying to decide if you want to dial 1 on your dial pad, I'm going to read this scripture, and I'm going to close out with this scripture. Don't be shy. If I see you dial it, we'll bring you in. But I'm going to close with John chapter 15. And I'm going to start at verse 7, and I'm going to end in verse 11. Again, that's John chapter 15, starting with verse 7 and ending with verse 11. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. 11. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. With that being said, that says it all as it pertains to tonight's show. That joy is key. That joy is key. It's the joy that he gives. It's the joy that he wants to remain in us, and that our joy be full. But even more important with the joy, in the beginning, it says, if we abide in him, the source, plug into your source, abide in him, and he abides in us, that we can ask whatever we will. And it'll be given us. That right there is enough to be joyful about. If me knowing that I've been connected to my source and his energy and his power is flowing through me, then I'm going to want what he wants for me. And whatever he wants for me that I'm going to end up wanting, and I ask for it, I'm going to receive it. That's joy right there. So, Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your word, which is power, it's life, it's productive. And, Father, you sent your word to just change our situations and change our circumstances. You sent your word to heal our disease. You sent your word to give us revelation, knowledge of the power of that word. Father, in the beginning, you spoke a word. And every time you spoke a word, it was. You spoke it, it was. You spoke it, it was, and it was good. And good meaning it was functional. Father God, allow us to begin to speak those words, your words, into our situations and circumstances. Allow us to begin to speak your words into the earth realm so that we can see the manifestation that's already done in heaven here on earth, Father God. Lord, we thank you tonight for being transformed by the renewing of our minds through your word. We thank you tonight, Father, that we don't have to be on a mad pursuit for happiness, Father, but for us to plug in and find our joy. We thank you tonight, Father, for just allowing us to get it. Allowing us to get it, Father. Embrace it and walk in it. I thank you for each caller tonight, and Father, I pray that you will bless them abundantly above all they could think or ask. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for the joy, the energy, and the power that we possess because we are connected to you. In Jesus' name, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I hope that you continue to join us weekly on Mondays for Relentless Pursuit at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. We have on Tuesdays, Woman to Woman with Minister LaDon and yours truly, Coach D, and that's at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, discussing women, things that concern women. And then again on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, we have Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for continuing to tune in. If there are certain topic matters that you would like to hear, feel free to contact us. You could contact us at Coach D at mycoachd.net. Again, Coach D at mycoachd.net. And when we get your news, your information, if you think that you want to be a guest, if you think that you have a story to tell of the praises and glory of God, then please send me an email. And if your story is compelling, we would love to have you as a guest on one of our shows. Again, we thank you for tuning in tonight, and be blessed. Have a good evening.
Thank you. you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.